有一些人喜欢去逛那个二手旧货的市场。
Some people like to go shopping second-hand product.
因为有时候会从里头发现一些宝贝。
Because sometimes they might find very precious things in these second-hand store.
那我们可以去感受一下那种感觉。
So maybe perhaps we can experience this type of feelings.
那有一些人在整理一些要丢掉的东西的当中，突然发现了一件很宝贵的、很有纪念性的东西。
Some people organize try to get rid of old things. Sometimes they found something that is very precious for them.
这种突然的发现真的有一种非常美好的感觉。
This is unexpected discover. This type of feeling is it's very wonderful.
你想想看，在石头堆当中，你发现了一个宝石，也是一个很好的感觉。
So let's think about among all these stones that we found this precious gem, and so this type of feeling is very wonderful.
我们都曾经有过把圣经从头到尾读过一次。
So we all have experienced to read the Bible from the beginning till the end.
我想在读到某一些部分的时候，我们会很快的，甚至就把它跳过去。
Perhaps when we read some part of the Bible, we might just skip and jump over.
那其中有一种呢，就是在写这个家谱。
So there's one part of the Bible is written recording about the genealogies.
在历代志上啊，连续好几章，一开始就是在写记载着家谱。
So in First Chronicle, in many chapters, and has recorded many of the genealogies.
那我在读那一段当中发现了一个很好的经节。
So when I studied the passage, I discovered some very great verses.
那个感觉就好像从这个石头堆当中发现的一个宝石。
That feeling is just like among these stones, I found a gem.
所以想在这里跟大家一起来分享。
So I'd like to share with everyone here today.
我们请看《历代志上》第四章。
Let's first turn to First Chronicle chapter 4.
历代志上第四章第十节。
First Chronicle chapter 4 verse 10.
第十节
Verse 10.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说，圣愿你赐福以我，扩张我们的境界，常以我同在，保佑我不遭祸患，不受艰苦，神就应允他所求的。
Verse 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and thouwill keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me, and God granted him that which he requested.
在一堆的人名当中，有这么一个美好的经节。
So among these people and nation, there is one great verse.
这是一个能够改变我们生活的一个经节。
So this verse will change our life.
是在祷告上面值得我们仔细的再来看的一个经节。
So in our prayer, that this is the verse that we should look into it.
这个经节提醒我们要做一个祷告的人。
So this verse reminds us that we must be a man of prayer.
这个经节提醒我们要成为一个祷告的教会。
So this verse reminds us that we must become a church of prayer.
这个经节告诉我们可以为几件事情来祷告。
So this verse and reminds us that we can pray for certain things.
这样的祷告是我们需要的，也是教会需要的。
This type of prayer is necessary and also necessary for the church.
那这样的祷告是神所悦纳的，神所愿意垂听的。
This type of prayer is accepted by God and God will listen to our prayer.
第十节说，这个亚比斯这个人，他求告以色列的神说，你赐福给我，扩张 我的境界。
So verse 10, Jabez called unto God of Israel, say that thou will bless me indeed and enlarge my coast.
所以这是一个求神扩张境界的祷告。
So this prayer is to pray to enlarge the coast.
我们常常努力，但是不是为了要扩张我们的境界。
Well, we often put our effort for certain things, but not necessary to enlarge our coast.
我们很努力的来保持着现状。
We often put our efforts to keep what we have around us.
我们很感谢神，生活在神的恩典当中。
So we truly thank God that we live in the grace of God.
在目前的情况之下，我们在灵性上，在圣经的知识上，每天这个不断的有在进步。
So it's this moment of our life, our spirituality, and also the knowledge of the Bible, every day that we improve in this way.
我们很享受于我们的这种信仰的状况。
So we enjoy our spirituality as this moment.
我们努力的来维持着它。
So we put our effort to keep the same environment in the situations.
我们甚至不希望有其他的事情来干扰我们这么美好的生活。
So we even hope there's nothing distract our daily life.
我们能够常常播出时间来参加聚会。
So we often have time to come to have service.
我们守安息日，我们奉献十一间。
We keep the Sabbath. We also tithe 10%.
我们很容易就满足于这一种这种很好的信仰的习惯，信仰的生活。
Because this type of a routine that we often satisfy ourselves in our spirituality.
我们也常常知道养成一种好的习惯是好的。
So we know that if we have a good habit, and that is good.
但是其实这到最后很可能成为一种例行的、很机械式的。一种生活。
But in fact, at the end, this might be a routine daily things that we do.
当然这也是一种神的祝福。
But of course, this is also the blessing of God.
但是我们看到亚比斯这个人啊。
But as we see this Jabez, this person.
他是很渴望能够突破这个所谓美好的现状。
He desired to break through what he has as his this moment.
我们常常说神，我们的神是这么的伟大，他是全能的。
We often say that our God is Almighty God.
那难道我们生活在现状里头，我们就已经拥有了神所有的祝福吗？
Is it true that as we live this moment of our life that we for sure have God's blessing?
这亚比斯啊，他希望能够得到神所有的祝福。
Jabez would expect, desire to receive all the blessing of God.
我想也是因为我们常常说，我们人要懂得知足，要能够以现在所有的为我们的满足。
So we often say that men need to be content what we have at this moment.
但是我们也从其他的人、其他的角度来再想一下。
So we can study from different angles and from different perspectives, from different persons.
是的，生活的很多层面，我们真的需要能够有所节制。
So of course, the life, there's many aspects that we need to be content.
活着的话，我们的生活会变质了。
Or else that our life will be changing.
活着的话，我们的生活会变得很混乱。
Or else our life will change to become chaos.
但是从神来的，我们应该是继续的、不断的来领受才对。
But what is from God that we continue to accept and receive from God?
我们请参考一下箴言第十章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
箴言十章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
旧约圣经七百七十六页。
Chapter 10, verse 22.
神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he add no sorrow with it.
这里说从神来的，神所赏赐给我们的，它是让人丰富，但是不加上忧虑。
Here it says, blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, he add no sorrow with it.
为什么说我们个人的这种欲望啊，要常常需要节制。
So why does it say that we need to have self-control?
我们的 desire。
Desire, then we need to have self-control.
因为我们的从我们的欲望而来得来的，常常会加上忧愁。
From our desire, what we receive often give us sorrow.
但是从神来的就像这个经节所说的，让人是丰富的，而且不加上忧虑。
But whatever is from God, over here says it makes rich. It has no sorrow.
我们知道人生活里头很多的所谓的好东西，它总是会有一些负面的副作用。
So we know in our daily life, everything that is good, but often there is a negative aspect of it.
常常医药上面更是这样子。
And often in the medical industry.
所以有一些特别的药需要药剂师跟你做一下讲解。
So there is special medicine that we need pharmacists to explain to us.
他就会跟我们讲说，你吃了这个药，它可能会有哪一些比较负面一点的副作用。
He or she will tell us if you take this medicine, that you will have a side effect.
但是从神来的，它就没有人所谓的这些负面的副作用。
But whatever is from God, there's no negative side and also the side effect.
所以这个亚比斯他渴望能够从神那里来的祝福，让他突破现状。
So Jabez desire the blessing of God, so he can break through his temporary moments.
让他能够向外来扩张他的境界。
So he can enlarge his coast.
那这个可以指着是我们生活当中物质的层面，也可以指着这个属灵的层面。
This can be represent that the level of our material blessings and also the spiritual blessings.
一个基督徒不是说我们就很消极的，什么我们都不要。
As a Christian, we shouldn't be passive. That nothing we not desire, we don't want.
如果我们拥有物质却成为物质的奴隶，那我们说，那我们宁可不要物质。
So if we have material blessing, that we become slave of material blessings, that we rather not to have it.
但是如果我们能够拥有，而且我们是主人，为什么不拥有？
But if we can have all these material blessings and we can become the master, why can we have these blessings?
所以我们也不需要把所有的这些福气，我们都把它提升到这个这个超越物质的所谓的属灵的这个境界里头。
So we shouldn't put all these blessings to go beyond the material blessing, also the spiritual blessings.
所以这个亚比斯他所求的，可以就是物质上的，让他所拥有的土地更多。
So what Jabez was requesting of God is the material blessings that to enlarge his coast.
你在公司上班有一个升迁的机会，你也是可以向主耶稣祷告说，让你得到这个机会。
When you're in the company and work in the company, that you have this opportunity, that we can also ask God to give us this opportunity.
你得到了那个机会，你求主耶稣赐给你更多的智慧能力，让你能够升任。
So once we see this opportunity, we ask God to give us wisdom and knowledge, so we can be promoted.
只要我们不要被这个职位把我们绑住了，这个才是重点。
As long as we're not bound by this status position, and that's much more important.
所以亚比斯的这个祈求可以是物质的层面，也可以是信仰属灵的层面。
So the request of Jabez can be in a spiritual level and also the material level.
要紧的是，这是有神在带领，是有神在祝福而有的。
But more important is that the guiding of God and also the blessing of God.
所以我们实在也需要有亚比斯的这种祷告。
So we indeed need the type of prayer that Jabez has.
因为时间它是不等人的， 它一直的在过去。
Because time will not wait for us, it will continue to pass by.
我们生活的环境它也是一样的，一直的在变化。
So our environment continue to change.
所以我们要求神帮助我们来扩张我们的境界。
So we must ask God to help us to enlarge our coast.
如果神是要祝福我们，
If God want to bless us,
让我们扩张境界，
want to enlarge our coast.
但那我们人本身，我们也需要尽我们的本分。
So as a man must have their own, fulfill their own duties.
扩张境界需要的是什么
？So what do we need when we enlarge a coast?
我们需要有那一个眼界，那一个看见。
We need our eyesight and also vision.
对了，就是这个字，意象 vision.
So that is the word vision.
请看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's please turn to Acts chapter 19.
十六章《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章第九节。
16 verse 9.
在夜间有异象现于保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：“请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。”
Verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us.
这一段在讲到这个保罗啊，他对外的传道、宣道，他是有计划的。
This passage describes the plan of Apostle Paul, his ministry of preaching the gospel.
他不是拿一个硬币丢上去，然后看啊，往这个方向。
He did not throw a coin up in the air and decide which direction he go to.
他是事先已经计划好了，他要往哪里去。
He had planned it before which direction he will go to.
在他说要往哪里去，应该他事先有做过一些的考虑。
Before he decide which direction he go, he had meditated and considered where he want to go.
保罗是一个希望在这个先道的工作上能够扩张境界的人。
Paul hoped that in his ministry of preaching the gospel, he wanted to enlarge his coast.
所以他为这件事情祷告。
So he prayed in this matter.
他需要有异象。
He expect and hope there is vision.
所以在第九节说，在夜间有异象现于保罗。
So in verse 9 says the vision appeared to Paul in the night.
他看见马其顿人的需要。
He has seen the need of a Macedonian.
有了这个意象之后，保罗就采取行动。
After he received this vision, he had action.
第十节
，verse ten.
保罗既看见这意象，我们就随即想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
Verse ten. And after he has seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering.That the Lord had called us for a preach the gospel unto them.
我们常常在祷告当中有很多的祈求。
In our prayer, often that we pray in many, many things.
那当神给我们的一些好像类似这种意象的时候。
When God gives us this vision, related to this type of vision as Paul seen,
那我们的反应是怎样
？So what kind of reaction that we have？
常常我们无意当中，我们就反而是退缩了。
So often that we also often we withdraw from these type of vision。
甚至有时候我们会怀疑。
Even sometimes we doubt about it。
甚至我们会反而找出一些理由来阻挡。
We even find some excuse to block this type of vision.
其实神已经给我们机会了，只是我们自己没有去把握。
But in fact, God has given us this opportunity, but we did not hold on to it and grasp onto it.
很有可能是我们不敢做这种求神扩张我们境界的祷告。
Perhaps that we dare not to pray and ask God to enlarge our coast.
所以机会来了，我们反而拒绝了。
So when the opportunity comes, we reject this opportunity.
那为什么保罗他能够有了意象，他采取行动
？So why is it Paul has this vision that he put into actions？
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's please turn to Acts chapter 16.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节，保罗大声呼叫说：“不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。”
28. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here."
啊，这是保罗的信心。
This is the faith of Paul.
哦，保罗看了异象，他就采取行动。
Paul had seen a vision and he had actions.
在做的当中，他充满着信心去做。
During his action, he is full of faith.
在这里，保罗说：“我们都在这里。”
Paul says here, "We are all here."
这段事迹呢，是在讲到，也是一个神迹。
This passage describes a miracle.
这个犯人啊，被绑着都想跑了，更何况现在门都开了，铁链都松了。
So prisoner, was a lock. They want to escape. How much more if they're unlocked? They even wanted more to be escaped.
但是这些人都没有跑。
But these people did not escape.
这个是神迹。
This is a miracle.
那为什么会有这个神迹
？The why is this miracle happened in here?
保罗说我们都在这里。
Paul says we are all here.
犯人都在这里。
All the prisoners are here.
保罗希拉在这里。
Paul and Silas was here.
保罗更相信主耶稣也在这里。
Paul even believed the Lord Jesus is also here.
因为主耶稣在这里，所以会有这样的事情。
Because Lord Jesus is here, there is a miracle.
因为主耶稣在这里，这个禁足一家人，他们后来也来信主了。
Because Lord Jesus is here, the prison guard and all their family eventually all come to believe in the Lord.
所以纵然在监狱里头。保罗还是在扩张他的境界。
But even Paul is imprisoned, that he is enlarging his coast.
那保罗宣道的工作，他继续的往前推进。
But his preaching ministry continue to go forward.
神给我们异象。
God has given us vision.
那我们要用信心，然后有所行动。
We must have faith and have action.
我们请跳过来看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's continue to read Acts chapter 17.
第二节。
Verse 2.
保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一年三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。
Verse 2. And Paul, as his manner was, went into unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这地方的人，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scripture daily whether those things were so.
为什么保罗他能够真的扩张境界？
Why is it Paul had the ability to enlarge his coast?
他看了异象之后，他就继续的努力的来往这个目标来工作。
After he had seen the vision, he put his effort.Going toward his directions.
请我们再看回历代志上第十章第四章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicle chapter 4, verse 10.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
旧约圣经五百零一页。
First Chronicle chapter 4, verse 10.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说：“圣愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭祸患，不受艰苦。”神就应允他所求的。
Verse 10, and Jabez called unto God of Israel, saying that Thou wilt bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that Thy hand might be with me, and that Thou wilt keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
这是一个。很魔幻的祷告。
This is a prayer of a model prayer.
因为这是一个求神的力量的祷告。
This is the type of prayer to ask the power and strength from God.
这个亚比斯求神说：“常与我同在。”
Jabez requests and asks God to be with him.
这个神的同在在圣经里头也常常用一些不同的描述来描写。
The abiding of God offered in the Bible, there's different way to describe.
在描写以色列人出埃及，就常常用这种神大能的手来带领他们。
Describe when the Israelite came out of Egypt, and saying that God, the great hand, had led them out of Egypt.
在以赛亚书里头提到说， 神用他公义的右手来扶持我们。
In the book of Isaiah, the Bible describes that God uses a righteous right hand to guide us, to cover us.
所以这个同在就有这个得着给予力量的意思。
So the abiding of God, there is meaning of receiving the power from God.
这个亚比斯知道要扩张境界需要力量。
Jabez understands in order for him to enlarge his coast, he needs strength and power.
从上头来的力量。
The power from above.
那神的力量的领导常常是从透过我们的祷告，我们来领受神所赐的力量。
So the power of God came from above is through our prayer.
这个士师参孙他常常是一个我们做一个负面的魔幻的例子。
The Simpson, the judges, often we use him as a negative models for us to as an example.
因为我们会说参孙他不是一个成功的例子。
As we often say, Simpson, he is not a successful example.
但是参孙这个人他的确知道如何来领受上头来的力量。
But Simpson, this person, he indeed knows how to receive the power from above.
我们请看士师记十六章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 16.
士师记十六章。
Judges chapter 16.
十六章二十八节。
Verse 28.
二十八节在旧约圣经三百二十一页。
Judges chapter 16, verse 28.
二十八节，参孙求告主说：“主神啊，求你眷恋我，神啊，求你赐我这一次的力量，使我在非利士人身上报那挖我双眼的仇。”
Verse 28, and Samson called unto the Lord and say, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes.
在这个时刻里头，参孙他希望他能够恢复他过去的那种力量。
At this moment, Samson expect and desired that once again that he had a power, has a power as he had before.
用想的是不会实现的。
As he think about this, it might not be appear to him.
他知道需要透过他向神来祷告祈求。
He understand he.Need these power through prayer and ask God, he can receive this power.
所以这是参孙最后一次的祷告。
So this is the last prayer of Samson.
他求神说，求你赐我这一次的力量。
So he asked God to give me the power at this moment.
这个亚比斯求神说，求你跟我同在。
Jabez asked God to abide with him.
所以今天我们有更多的祷告，我们才能够更多的来得力量。
So today we have.If we have more prayer, this is meaning more of opportunity for us to receive power.
这就是为什么主耶稣要升天之前，他再一次的来叮咛这些门徒说，你们要在耶路撒冷来等候圣灵。
This is why the Lord Jesus, before he ascended heaven, he reminded disciples to wait in Jerusalem to receive power from above.
他们需要有更多的祷告。
They must have more prayer.
所以这些门徒他们能够明白主耶稣说。吩咐他们的。
So the disciple can understand the commandments that the Lord Jesus commanded them.
请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's please turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
十四节，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄。都同心合意的恒切祷告。
Verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplications with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
所以这里提到说，他们聚在一起，一个很重要的活动就是同心合意的祷告。
Here described they had gathered together the great fellowship that they have, that is they pray together.
这个。领受圣灵跟他们将来传福音的能力有关系。
There's direct relationship after receive the Holy Spirit so that they can preach, they can go and preach.
所以他们的祷告是求圣灵的祷告。
So their prayer is to pray to ask receive the Holy Spirit.
哦，他们的祷告是求力量的祷告。
The prayer they have is to pray to receive power.
哦，这种得力量的祷告增加了，扩张境界的可能性就更大了。
This prayer of receiving power and will have more chances for the opportunity for them to enlarge their coast.
哦，无论是物质上的扩张，或者是这个信仰上的扩张境界，都需要力量。
No matter we enlarge our coast in materially or spiritually, we must receive this power.
哦，所以亚比斯说，求神跟他同在。
So Jabez asked God to be with him.
哦，亚比斯求神来赐给他力量。
Jabez asked God to give him power.
哦，所以我们也是透过祷告来求神跟我们同在，赐给我们力量。
So same as us, that through the prayer that we can ask God give us power to ask God to be with us.
哦，所以当时在《使徒行传》第一章，这大约120个人，他们聚集的目的就是为了祷告。
So in Book of Acts, these 120 people gathered together. Their sole purpose is together they can pray as one accord.
如果我们真的这么渴望上头来的力量，
So if we truly desire the power from above,
我们的聚集里头，我们不要忽略了祷告这个项目。
So as we gather together, let's not forget to pray together.
在最需要力量的时候，
So when we need the power the most at the moment,
每一个聚集都是就是为了祷告。
So every gathering is for us to pray.
有哪一天我们不需要有这个上头来的力量。
So which day we think that we don't need a power from above.
所以让我们每一次的聚集都有一个成分在里头，为了祷告。
So let us every time we gather together, there's one thing that we know is that is to pray together.
但是我们常常会忽略了。
But we often neglect about this.
很平凡的事情不等于说它不重要。
So in normal things, does not mean it's not important.
祷告对一个基督徒来讲是一个很平常的事情。
Prayer for a Christian is a normal thing.
平凡到有时候真的会被忽略了。
Normal till we neglect about this.
所以我们开会为了什么？
So what is the reason that we have a meeting?
就是为了要讨论一些提案。
That is to discuss some proposal.
我们聚会为了什么？
What is the reason that we need to have service?
我们就是为了听到能够让我能够觉得得造就 的这个道理。
That is to hear and listen the word of God that can edify us.
我们为什么有这些团契的活动？
So why is it that we have all these fellowship?
我们常常就是觉得说，为了要弟兄姐妹之间能够有更好的交通。
So we felt that we need to have much better communications within the brothers and sisters.
这些都是好的，也是对的。
These are all good and that is it's right.
那如果我们能够再加上这个目的，为了祷告。
So if we put our sole purpose, one purpose, and that is to pray together.
那相信所有的这些事情会变得更有意义，更完美。
So all these things will become more perfect and more meaningful.
所以这个祷告是所有弟兄姐妹的事情。
So prayer is for the matter for each one of us.
因为从整个教会来看，教会需要力量。
So from when we look at a whole church, that church needs power.
那教会得着力量是靠着所有的弟兄姐妹的祷告。
So in order for a church to receive this power, it depends on the prayer of the brothers and sisters.
所以教会的祷告不是少数人的事情。
So the prayer in church is not only the work duty of for certain few people.
教会的祷告不是祷告主那些成员的事情。
The church prayer is not only for the prayer group.
相信有足够的更多的祷告，那神一定能够让我们扩张我们的境界。
So I believe that if we have more prayer, for sure indeed God will enlarge our coast.
请我们再看回历代志上第四章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 4.
历代志上第四章第十节。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10。
亚比斯求告以色列的神说：圣愿你赐福以我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭祸患，不受艰苦，神就应允他所求的。
Verse 10, and Jabez called unto God of Israel, saying that thou wilt bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wilt keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me, and God granted him that which he requested.
这是一个为了拥有纯洁的生活的祷告。
This prayer is to pray to receive a pure life.
这亚比斯求神说，保佑我不遭祸患。
Jabez prayed and asked God to keep him from evil.
这个英文圣经那意思更清楚。让我远离这些邪恶的事情。
So the English translation version is even more clear. It says, "Keep me from evil."
在邪恶错误里头，人就有祸患，人就有就有患，就会有患难。
So in evilness, that man will receive tribulations and temptations.
所以这个亚比斯希望说，神帮助他，保守他，让他不去过着不对的生活。
So Jabez and ask God.To keep him from evil.
我们看看主耶稣教我们的祷告文。
Let's think about the Lord Jesus teach us the Lord's Prayer.
请看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 13.
十三节，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
这里主耶稣说，我们祷告的时候，要求天父让我们不遇见、不进入试探里头。
Here, the Lord Jesus teaches us the prayer, to pray to our Father in heaven to lead us not into temptation.
是的，我们会遇见试探。
So of course that we will.Encounter temptation.
那要紧的是求神帮助我们不进入试探里头。
But what's more important is that we ask God to lead us not into temptation.
如果进入试探，就有可能来过着犯罪的生活、不对的生活。
If we are into temptation, that we might live a life of sin, and the life is sinning against God.
这个亚比斯他很清楚的知道，一个人如果落入罪里头，那是何等的可怕。
Jabez clearly understands if a person lives in sin, this is very dreadful.
一个不能够过着对的生活的人，他所得到的一定又会失去。
If a person cannot live a life of righteous, what he or her receive will lost eventually.
这个历代志上第四章第十节，这个真的是石头堆里头的一块宝石。
So First Chronicle chapter 4 verse 10 indeed is a gem among the stones.
我们得着了从神来的力量。
After we receive the power from God.
我们扩张了我们的境界。
And after we enlarge our coast.
但是如果我们进入试探里头。
But if we are into temptation.
我们如果又被过患胜过我们。
But once again, we are overcome by sin.
那么我们所得的又会失去了。
But whatever we receive, once again, will be lost.
这个接下来亚比斯所说的是不遭患难，然后不受艰苦。
So Jacob described that keep him from evil, that is not grief of him.
这个 grief, 就是痛苦了。让我这个不受艰苦。
So grief means suffering to deliver him out of suffering.
那又有一个翻译是这样 ，I may not cause pain.
There's another meaning version explained. I may not cause pain.
因为错误的生活罪，它总是带来悲伤跟痛苦。
living a sinful life often give us pain and sorrow.
一个人他没有办法是犯罪，但是他又得胜。
A person cannot sin but yet live a life of victory.
所以亚比斯的这个祷告啊，他真的是考虑是很周到的。
So the prayer of Jabez is indeed has covered all kinds of considerations.
不但要突破现状。
Not only break through his moment.
当扩张的境界之后，而且要能够继续保持着。
After he enlarged his coast, that he needs to continue to keep this way.
这样子才有可能再继续的扩张境界。
From then that he can continue to enlarge his coast.
我们请参考加拉太书第五章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书五章第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制了。
Verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty within Christ hath made us freed.And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
这里告诉我们说，保罗说到说，既然主耶稣让我们自由了，我们就不要再重新再被控制，再被辖制住了，再失去了自由。
He tells us that the Lord Jesus has set us free in liberty, but we should not entangle again with the yoke of bondage and lose our freedom and liberty.
这个所谓的过去，它常常也是一个很大的吸引力。
So as our past, we understand this is also very attractive.
所以我们要为了这个圣洁的生活、对的生活来做祷告。
So we must pray so that we can live a righteous and holy life.
因为人很容易的又去走过去不对的道路。
Because men will easily once again walk in their wrong past path.
又重新的进入那个试探里头。
So they will once again go into their temptations.
那又重新的在这个不自由不平安的生活里头。
They will once again to live a life has no peace, has no liberty.
除了这个回去走原来的路之外，我们也很容易的跳入另外一个不自由里头。
Besides going back to walk in the old path, we will easily jump into another way.
请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章第一节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 1.
第一节，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们的眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
Verse 1, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that yet should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you.
这里保罗说，这个加拉太人啊，他们已经得了自由，但是他们自己呢，又进入了一个新的迷惑里头。
So here Paul described that Galatians have received the liberty, but yet once again they jumping into another type of a temptation.
第二节
Verse 2,
我只要问你们这一件，你们受的圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？
Verse 2, this only what I learned of you, receiving yet the Spirit by the works of the Lord or by the hearing of faith.
这个加拉太是一个非犹太人的区域。
Galatian is a place that the region has no Jewish.
就是外邦的地区。
This is the Gentile land.
所以这些人过去他们是所谓的外邦人。
So all these people, they were Gentiles.
他们过去是生活在那种异邦的错误里头。
They used to live a life in a foreign country that.Live in the wrong way.
现在因为主耶稣基督的福音，他们领受了救恩。
But as now they because the gospel of Christ, they receive salvation.
他们进入光明，他们脱离过去的那一种黑暗。
They enter into the light and have shine away from their all darkness.
那现在呢，他们却要进入另外一个捆绑。
But as now they want to go into another type of bondage.
因为他们听了这样的讲说，这样的啊这样的信息，一个人要得救也必须要守这个摩西的律法。
So they have heard another type of faith. In order for a person to receive salvation, they must keep the law of Moses.
所以保罗写这个书信来啊，来劝勉他们。
So Paul had written this epistle to encourage them.
第五节
，verse five.
那是给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢，是因你们听信福音呢
？Verse five. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and work miracles among you, does he it by the words of the law or by the hearing of faith?
他们如果再继续的这样这么来强调这个律法，他们就会被律法所捆绑了。
If they continue to emphasize on the law of Moses, they will be bound by this law.
所以已经自由了，又被捆绑了。
After they already live in life, set free, live in life of liberty, but once again they're in the bondage.
这也是我们生活当中有时候我们会有的软弱。
This is also our weaknesses in our daily life.
所以亚比斯他这样祷告求神说，让我不遭患难，让我不受艰苦。
So Jabez prayed to God in this way, leading out of not into evils and have no grief and suffering.
那最后这个第十节说，神就应允了亚比斯的祈求。
In verse 10, at the end, God granted him that which he requested.
神赐给他力量。
God has given him power.
神让他扩张他的境界。
God has allowed him to enlarge his coast.
神保守他，让他能够过着一个这个圣洁纯洁的生活。
God has kept him and allowed him to live a life of holiness.
今天主耶稣也是愿意将这样的这样的恩典来赐给我们。
Today our Lord Jesus.The same that were willing to give us this type of blessing.
我们做亚比斯这一种这样子的祷告。
So we should have the prayer like Jabez.
主耶稣应许我们，他要听我们的祷告，成全我们的祷告。
Lord Jesus promised us that He will listen and grant our prayer.
最后，请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's lastly, please turn to John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章二十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
到那日，你们什么也就不用什么也就不问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
Verse 23. And in that days ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you.Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you.
二十四节，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Verse 24, Hitherto have you ye asked nothing in my name, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
今天我们是奉主耶稣的名来做祷告，来做祈求。
So today we are praying and ask our requests from God in the name of Lord Jesus.
我们所祈求的内容是照着这个旧约时代的这个亚比斯他祷告的内容。
The content of our prayer is just like the content of prayer of Jabez.
当时神应允了亚比斯的祈求。
At the time God has listened fulfilled Jabez.Prayer.
所以让我们知道这样的祈求是蒙垂听的，蒙悦纳的。
So for us understand this type of prayer, God will listen and accept.
那今天我们奉主耶稣的名这样来求，我们也要相信，我们更是蒙垂听。
So today we pray in the name of Lord Jesus, we even need to believe that God will listen and accept our prayer.
愿我们都继续来领受上头来的力量。
May we allcontinue to receive the power from above.
那我们生活的每一个层面都能够扩张境界。
So in our life, in different aspect, different level, that we can enlarge our coast.
我们能够过着一个纯洁的、圣洁的生活。
So we can also live a life of holiness.
唱诗407首。
Singing 407.